This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
What is the iconic Midwest road trip? It's Route 66. Dave, you ever done?
Never have.
I haven't either. I've been on Route 66.
Yes, I have too.
But I have not done.
And I'm old enough to have watched Route 66.
That was it, a cop show?
Well, not really. It was. It was a drama.
Okay.
I was a little kid.
From motel to motel, there were murders that had to be solved.
No, it wasn't.
Murders.
It wasn't.
He's a little kid.
Yeah, I don't really remember the plot line that much, but I did see the show.
Yeah, there you go.
I can still see the opening.
The best hits on Route 66 is the new book, 100 Essential Stops on the Mother Road. Amy, I refuse to continue to pronounce your name incorrectly. Tell everybody how your last name is pronounced.
It's pronounced Bizarre.
That's exactly
like a
bizarre right.
With an E on the
You've
end.
Won nothing. But congratulations. The best hits on Route 66, 100 Essential Stops. Do you hit every state?
Every state on the route is included in this book, and we start in Chicago, end up in Santa Monica, California.
The road is obviously different than it was when everybody had to travel it to get from east to west, but have some of the classics remained?
Oh, many, many classics have remained, and I feel like you can't call yourself a true American until you have driven the full length of Route 66, 2,400 miles from Chicago to Santa Monica.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, I'll start this afternoon, and I'll get back with you. It's more than just food stops, though, right? There's tourist traps and other things?
That's correct. Wacky roadside attractions was my focus, but also historical stops on the route. Restaurants that have been around since the early days of Route 66, museums, frozen custard shops, all the essential stops on the road.
Well, I mean, I think of Del Rey's Chicken Basket.
Yes.
But I did not know that if you get to Collinsville, you can see the world's largest ketchup bottle. Did you know that?
No, I did not know
that. Did
you
know
that? That's correct. It's a must-see.
I did not know that.
Now, Amy, it's 100 unique stops that you have to take on this trip. So mm-hmm. Realistically, what's a time? What kind of time are we allocating for this
15
route?
Years.
15 years would be great, but I have to say I did the entire trip with my two kids this past summer in 2 weeks.
Oh.
I drove a minivan with my 18-year-old son and my 10-year-old daughter in the back seat, and it was most definitely a road trip to remember.
Well, you could never have them be bored because you must have been telling them, let's go!
Exactly. We focused on most of the key kid-friendly spots. And in the back of the book, I include a couple of itineraries to make it easier for people who would like to focus on one aspect of the road in particular. So I have Supernatural 66. There are a lot of ghostly stops on the road, extreme energy vortexes, portals to the underworld. I also have a kid-friendly 66 itinerary that
I like the mother road with
weeks.
Kids.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you went out with your kids to do this, did they know you were writing a book? They knew they were part of content?
I had already traveled the route in segments by myself. So I was sort of just finalizing the book at that point. And
well, who are they going to complain to? Their agent? Come
exactly.
on, you're their agent.
No complaints in my car.
I like
get
that
booted out.
Amy's a teacher, you know, every other day of the year during the school year, and then subjecting yourself to major long road trips during the summer.
Like, yes.
That's not much of a break.
Well, yes. When you love to travel, you love to travel.
Yes.
Lincoln's home looks pretty sweet.
Yes,
I mean he was just a lawyer. He wasn't making that much money.
Yes, Springfield is a great stop on Route 66. A lot to see in Springfield. I included a few places in Springfield.
Was there good real estate values back then?
I I suppose. I don't know. Well, it was our state capital. It was really busy and bustling back in the day. And Springfield is also known for iconic diners, including the Made Right, which is considered the first drive-thru in the United States. And they serve up what's called a Made Right sandwich. And it's sort of like a loose, deconstructed burger.
Loose meat.
Loose meat. Oh, okay. Doesn't sound good.
But it's good.
But people, it's very good. People who've had them swear by them.
Yes, yes. Loose meat, maybe deconstructed burger sounds better.
That sounds classier. Yeah. But, you know, as a dude, loose meat's just fine.
Yes. Also, the Cozy Dog Drive-In in Springfield is another classic treat. And they claim to have invented the corn dog.
Well, there's going to be a fight there, I'm sure, in other places.
This is true.
Cahokia Mounds, Chain of Rocks, everybody has heard. Maybe they haven't gone. But when you leave Illinois, you head for St. Louis, and you got to stop at Ted Drew's for custard.
That's correct. Ted Drew's.
Custard. Have you ever been to Ted Drew's?
No, is it good?
Ted Drew's is a shack on the edge of St. Louis. There's more than one now.
Okay.
But in the summertime, people would stand in line for 2 hours.
I think custard is one of the greatest things. It's better than ice cream, better than frozen yogurt.
But there's a lot of nice stops in and around St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. The thought of a road trip gets me a little anxious because, like, we're going to Michigan this weekend to see my husband's family with the kids. And they like to travel in the back seat with, like, blankets. And the chaos of that irritates me. And so it makes me not want to go on any further tripping because I want everyone to sit in their seats straight up. I don't need any talking.
You're old school. Pipe down back there.
Yeah.
We'll let you know when we're there.
And they treat the back seat like the living room. You know, there's blankets, there's pillows, and they all have devices, which I know keeps them quiet, but I just don't like looking back there at the... You know, the stuff.
Disorganization.
Yeah, then they want to eat in the car, which I don't think is acceptable.
Can you imagine a road trip where you're not eating in the car?
I have to say, though, road trips are the ultimate family bonding experience. Mm-hmm. Just hop in your car and get on the road with your family. It truly is the ultimate bonding experience.
Sure.
You really are forced to spend time.
Like a forced.
Hours.
Forced. Forced is red. By the way, there's and Lynn, hold on. I want to get to the Arizona part of this, but I can't help but stop when I flip through the book, The Best Hits on Route 66, 100 Essential Stops on the Mother Road, Amy Bazzari. Big fun in Uranus. There's a town in Missouri, or a stop in Missouri.
Yes.
Is it a town called Uranus?
Well, I say if you've never explored Uranus, you're in for an adventure. The puns
Uranus,
are endless.
Missouri.
Uranus, Missouri. It's a tacky tourist trap stop.
I don't know how you could say that.
It's a lot of fun. It's the only place on the Mother Road where you can get a tattoo, compete in an axe throwing contest, shoot a rifle, shop for fudge, because of course it's Uranus. So lots of fudge for
just
sale.
So wrong on so many levels.
I can only dump so many times.
Right.
You can even get married in Uranus. Very interesting.
Not without pulling a muscle.
Roadside attraction.
Let's move over to Oklahoma, if you don't mind, where they still have fill-in stations and old theaters and things, an old motorcycle museum, and the National Rod and Custom Car Hall of Fame. I mean, it sounds like Oklahoma would be a dream for my father.
Oh, Oklahoma is just a wonderful state. I was really pleasantly surprised by all the things to see and do in Oklahoma.
Including the Blue Whale of Catoosa?
Including the Blue Whale of Catoosa, one of my favorite stops on Route 66. It's an 80-foot-long sperm whale. He was dreamed up by a local guy who wanted to make a really fun swimming hole for his kids, and he built this giant whale, and it started attracting visitors. Over the years, it became a petting zoo and a fishing pond, and it's still a wonderful stop, the giant blue whale of Catoosa.
Was your 18-year-old thrilled by it, or is it more for the little kids?
You know, it's just so fun to take pictures in the mouth of a whale. I think even my 18-year-old enjoyed snapping.
It's a lot of laughs.
Yes.
A lot of laughs.
Yes.
Moving on, and by the way, some great food shots in here. Moving on and going through Texas and eventually into Arizona. Lynn has been there. Lynn's from Oak Lawn. Lynn, what's your favorite Arizona stop?
Well, Open, Arizona. I don't know if she has that in her book, but it's a little town up in the mountains, and they are rebuilding the town, and they have the burros, the wild burros, come from the mountains down into the town.
Really?
During the day, and they roam around the town. People feed them. They even stick their heads into the stores, you know, the doorways.
So there's just donkeys wandering around town?
Yes.
Yes, and then at night they go back up into the mountains, and there's a hotel there that Clark Gable and Carol Lombard spent their honeymoon in. They have the room upstairs all closed off with her her gown that she wore, and it's a 100-and-something-year-old hotel.
Wow.
Yes.
The town is amazing. It's just such a fun place to go, and I know you have to take Route 66 to get there.
Well, Lynn, you are the travel guide. We're going to look to you for the sequel. Hold on one second for us. And
she actually has. I see the wild burro picture right in your book.
I have to say this is one of the most fun stops on Route 66. My kids loved it. I think this would have to be their favorite stop. As soon as you pull into Oatman, Arizona, you will see the donkeys approaching you. Another bad pun is
you
have to be a real jackass to live in Oatman, Arizona, because it's crawling with jackasses.
And I bet the locals love that.
Right. They do. Very fun stop. Only about 100 people live in Oatman year-round, and I think they're outnumbered by burros. They're actually descendants of the original herd that worked the mines back in the mining heyday of the area. It's also one of the most treacherous roads. The road out of Oatman and into Oatman is one of the most treacherous roads I've ever driven in my entire life.
You white-knuckle it the whole way?
Oh, my God. I white-knuckled it, told the kids, shut your mouth.
Don't talk.
And
Mom's trying to keep you alive.
And my daughter said, oh, my gosh, Mom, there's a car at the bottom of the ravine.
Oh.
That made me white-knuckle it even more, but it was so beautiful. The view was beautiful. It made all that white-knuckling
worth it. Well, the book is great, and it includes a Route 66 Top 100 Selfie Challenge with tips on where to take great selfies throughout, and an index featuring everything you could find, including Uranus. The best hits on Route 66, 100 essential stops on the Mother Road, available Amazon and wherever books are sold?
Yes, that's correct. You can find it at your local bookstore, on Amazon, or your library.
Get 2, 3, 4 copies, hand them out to your friends.
Thank you. Yeah, good idea.
All right, take the summer off, Amy. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you, too.